Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Time to talk a little sports. Our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, nice enough to join us. Mike, I want to talk Bucks first of all, because I was thinking this morning, Mike, I thought the timing of the firing of Griffin and the hiring of Doc Rivers was horrible to make Doc Rivers go on a five-game road trip right away with your team. Maybe it'll help the team bond. I don't know, but they're struggling a little bit right now with the new coach, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know something? He's done like a couple press conferences. I think it was the second one that we were talking to him, but we were in Milwaukee at the time. And he said, you know, I just looked at the schedule and I realized we're only going to have four practices together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, frankly, and this is the most I've been covering the Bucks in about 4 or 5 years for our station, you know, starting last May or so. But that's right. I forgot. You know, when it comes to the NBA, you do a lot of practicing. You lay a lot of groundwork in your training camp and then in the fall. But when you get to this point of the season, you have some shoot-arounds, but you don't have, you know, live periods where, you know, you can really rehearse things. Yeah, and, you know, these are veteran basketball players. But, you know, this guy wants to come in and has to change the program and show them different ways that they can be better defenders. Yeah. They also, you know, played a pretty good team. I mean, they played the Nuggets the other night and lost that one out in Denver because, you know, that's the defending champion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're 0-2 now, and they're on this five-game road trip where they're going to play the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas tomorrow night. And then Sunday night, I think it's 7 o'clock, they're in Salt Lake City against the Utah Jazz. So
yeah, watch out for Dallas. They rested everybody against the Timberwolves the other night. The Timberwolves destroyed them. So I don't know if they thought they were going to save them for the Bucks or what they're going to do, but literally they had their whole starting five on the bench in that game.
Well, you know what? Because the Bucks are at the top of the Eastern Conference and, you know, could actually, you know, win the championship again this year. So, yeah, they want to put on a good show in front of a sold-out crowd in Dallas on Saturday night, no doubt.
Exactly. Let's talk about this. There was a comment made about the fact that one of the reasons why Joe Barry was fired is the lack of performance from the defensive backs. And I was thinking to myself, well, did Joe Barry draft? Was he drafting all these guys? I'm not sure if he was responsible for the players on the field, but some interesting comments about from Brian Gutekunst about that and others, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you went into the season and you moved on from Adrian Amos, who I thought, you know, they brought in free agency. They brought him in from the Chicago Bears. That was that year that they brought in all kinds of guys. The Smith brothers, as they called them, Za'Darius and Preston Smith.
Yeah.
Billy Turner, a great, versatile offensive lineman. And, you know, they went to the NFC Championship with those guys. I guess they had seen that a much steeper drop-off than I did. And then, as a matter of fact, Adrian could not hang with the Jets. He ended up with the Houston Texans, which is a good team. But apparently, you know, the stopwatch must have caught up with him. Whatever.
Yeah.
But they went into the season without a good, solid safety. Now, Darnell Savage Jr. is a former number one pick out of Maryland, but he's had kind of an up-and-down career. He ended up missing some time again last year. I think he was on the IR for 4 weeks with an injury. But some of those guys, I thought, you know, outperformed in terms of Anthony Johnson, a rookie safety. I think it's some of these seventh-round picks they've got. Carrington Valentine, number 37. Mm-hmm. He stepped in because Eric Stokes might be a career-ending leg injury from the year before, a first-round pick out of Georgia. When they started the season on paper, Joel, it was the secondaries was supposed to be Jair Alexander, Eric Stokes, hopefully back, you know, in time after a serious leg injury. And then, you know, they in camp, it's like, well, safety was to be announced. Rudy Ford is a guy who'd been kind of a backup and a special teams guy. He actually emerged and had a pretty good season. He was lost to injury. I thought it was amazing what they had going on there. But whatever, this new defensive coordinator that they hired the other night is the head coach of Boston College.
Yeah.
His name is Jeff Hafley. And here's the key. He coached some at Pitt for Dave Wannstedt. He coached some at Rutgers. Revis, he coached Revis when he was in college.
Yeah.
One of the best corners of all time. And Then he got into the NFL some time with the Bucks, the Cleveland Browns, and Mike Pettine, former Packers defensive coordinator. And then he got out to San Francisco, where he's with Mike McDaniel, who's now the head coach of the Dolphins, Kyle Shanahan, who's a close friend of Matt LaFleur, Adam Stenovich, who's now the offensive coordinator of the Packers. So even though maybe LaFleur didn't work with this guy, he had plenty of friends in the network that said, keep an eye on this Jeff Hafley guy out in Boston College. I heard an interview with him. He sounds just like LaFleur. He's 44 years old, married, a couple of kids, and the exact same energy and mindset as LaFleur. And it's almost like LaFleur hired his cousin.
Well, and I don't think we take that into consideration that, yes, they have to be qualified coaches and be really good, Mike, but they have to be compatible. They spend a crazy amount of time together. So there has to be a social and a compatibility when it comes to away from football too, right?
As a matter of fact, in this one-hour interview that I heard that was just happened to be recorded 2 or 3 weeks before this all got started, and they probably picked up the phone and called him, he said, as a college coach, you know, games are on Saturday. You know, Friday, you know, they have to have their game plan ready by Thursday. You know, everything's got to be in the books by Thursday. So he says as soon as he gets done with the players at about 5 or 6 o'clock, the first thing he does is go home, picks up his kids, and takes them out to ice cream. And that's pretty much all the time he's got for the week as a dad. But at least, you know, there's something where they can talk about, you know, how's school going, you know, how your friend's doing, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's his time. He has to reserve Thursdays at about 5 o'clock. It's his turn to pick up the kids and take it out for an ice cream or go out and do something to get together. But, again, when he told that story, I said, wow, sounds just like Matt LaFleur.
Exactly. Apparently nobody wants Bill Belichick. They were close to putting his name on the trophy and his face and replacing Vince Lombardi, and now nobody wants him.
You know, he kind of – see, Tom Brady leaves you. And so then, you know, hey, look it, you've coached your whole life. Your dad was a coach. You've been around football since you were a kid, you were a ball boy. But I'm sure part of what drove him is to say, I have to prove to the world now that I can get at least one trophy without Tom Brady. And they drafted a kid named Mac Jones. They brought in Cam Newton, who I never understood that move. I never thought Cam Newton was that good, even when he took the Carolina Panthers, and I think he got the MVP that year, and then he just, Wade Phillips embarrassed him at the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50. So whatever the case, the thing with Mac Jones did not work out, and then he kind of publicly embarrassed the kid. The Kraft family didn't like the way he treated that quarterback. And the other thing is that, you know, Bill is stuck in his way. And the reason no one else is picking up the phones for this guy, even though he's, you know, he's his next stop is Canton and the Hall of Fame, is there's just a feeling that, you know what, a lot of these younger coaches that they're hiring, first of all, it's a demanding job, as you know, you've already pointed out, but the owners want to be a part of it. And, you know, you just can't be over there downstairs with the door closed, you know, the mad scientist in the laboratory. You have to you have to work with public relations, you have to work with the media, you know, and that's the kind of guy that you need. And this Jared Mayo, this is a player. This guy played for him. And then he made him one of the assistant coaches on the defense. It's almost like it's his own son. You know, I mean, Caesar gets replaced by one of his own players as the head coach. They hired from within.
Yeah.
And I think everyone looks at Belichick, and even when Arthur Blank talked to him 2 or 3 times about the Falcons job, they just said, this guy's he's too stubborn. He's too stubborn. That's not what we want.
All right, so you're leaving for Super Bowl 58 on Saturday, is that right?
Tomorrow morning.
I'm concerned for you, Mike. You got like 9 days in Vegas. You gonna be all right out there by yourself, unsupervised?
No, I'm going out there with a crew. You know, we're doing broadcasts every day, and you know, it sounds like a big party time, and it's not. We'll go out tomorrow night, but we'll be spending the weekend standing in line, going through all the security logistics.
Yeah.
In a Super Bowl city, you know, I mean, they check your car, they check this, you know, and roads are blocked, you can't go this way. It's tough. It's tough. But, you know, if there's any time, it's a city that could handle a convention of the NFL, it's it should be Las Vegas.
Talk about what broadcasts are you doing? Where can people hear you?
You know, on on your show, I have some updates from there every day. And I hope I can call you at this time next week, Friday, about it. One quick thing I want to get in. Corbin Burns got traded last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Brewers traded their number one pitcher.
Is that it? Is that a rebuild now? Is that what we're doing?
Well, you know what I think it is? You know, Corbin was very upset and offended that when he sat in his own salary arbitration hearing, the rep from the Brewers said, well, and you know what? We probably would have gone to the playoffs last year if it wasn't for him and his performance. And he was really offended by that.
That was made very public after that, too. I remember that.
He made it all public.
Yes.
He went on and on and on. I mean, I've sent you some clips there if you want to play them later on or next week. He made that public, but he pitched. You know, there's a little bit of a diva in him. A little bit of a diva in him. And I wouldn't, you know, hey, the Brewers watch football, too. If they see what happened this past year with Jordan Love, and moving on, that might have been in the back of their mind as well. So now they renegotiated to sign him for one more year. This is about 3 weeks ago. And right then, Corbin said, okay, yeah, great. Yeah, we've got a deal. And this will probably be my last year in Milwaukee. That probably didn't sit well with the owner. And now he's going to be a Baltimore Oriole. And they picked up a left-handed pitcher, an infielder, and a draft pick, 34th pick overall in the upcoming baseball draft. So, but if Freddie Peralta right now is your starter, your ace.
And Reese Hoskins, pretty good. Reese Hoskins could be a pretty good first baseman. He got some good power there.
And Matt Arnold got on with us. I was on a teleconference at 9 o'clock last night talking to Matt Arnold, and he made that point. And here's this. One thing we do know, whatever pressure he's getting from the owner, Mark Antanasio or whatever else, we do know this, that last fall, when they made that push and the moves that they made to pick up six or seven players, they were all pretty good players, pretty good pieces when they were making that playoff run. So the good news is that Matt Arnold's got a pretty good eye, and they still got a great scouting department when it comes to finding new players for the Brewers.
All right. Behave yourself in Vegas, Mike. We look forward to your reports, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Friday, okay?
If I'm allowed one call and one call only, I'll call you.
Appreciate that, Mike. All right. Have a great week. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter, and he is going to Super Bowl 58. He's doing stuff for Civic Media here and other gigs and stuff that we don't know what he does, but we know that he loves sports and he covers it well, and you'll hear stuff from the Super Bowl all week long, and you'll hear him next Friday morning at 9 o'clock live right here on 98Q. 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New from the Labor Department this morning, the number of jobs created last month, a lot more than expected.
The American jobs market overall is in remarkably strong shape, with hiring accelerating. The new jobs report shows that 353,000 workers were added to the workforce in January. That was way above expectations. On average, every month last year, 255,000 jobs were added, a historically strong rate.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. President Biden, the defense secretary, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff will be at Dover Air Force Base today for the dignified transfer of the remains of those three U.S. service members killed in a drone strike in Jordan. Members of the Senate close to completion on that border security bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaling he's ready to advance it as soon as Wednesday. Several people aboard a small plane and an unknown number of people on the ground in Clearwater, Florida, killed last night when the plane went down in a mobile home park. This is ABC News. Thousands of people in Connecticut may be in line for a financial lifesaver under a program being rolled out by Governor Ned Lamont. Here's ABC Stephanie Ramos.
The state anticipating 250,000 residents will see their medical debt cleared. Lamont announcing he's leveraging a $6.5 million fund from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to cancel $1 billion in medical debt by working with a nonprofit organization that buys and eliminates debt at a fraction of the cost.
Now the program getting up and running in the next few months. 30 teachers in Kentucky cashing in after playing the lottery for the last 4 years. They didn't win the big Powerball prize, but they did hit enough numbers to win $1 million. Jones Middle School Vice Principal Sharon Reynolds says the staffer who actually bought the ticket hid it in a very teacher-like place.
She says, I put it in the math workbook on page 200.
After taxes, each of them getting about $24,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Landlord-tenant issues were the number one complaint filed with Wisconsin's Consumer Protection Agency last year. More than 2,200 complaints were filed about security deposits, evictions, or bad service. Also high on the list are complaints about telemarketers, cable and phone service, and identity theft. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Meyer is with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
A new study from the Heart Association finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware they have it. Meyer says that puts a lot of people at risk for heart attacks and strokes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers trade their number one pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have traded their ace, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, an infielder, and a late first-round draft pick. GM Matt Arnold on trading the Brewers' only Cy Young Award winner since 1982 to Baltimore.
It's always tough, and I've had to do this a number of times throughout my career. I think the opportunity to help our Major League team right now and also in the future is something that's actually really exciting for us.
Freddy Peralta to take over as the number one pitcher in rotation. College basketball, Wisconsin losing in overtime in Nebraska, 80-72. Too many turnovers by the Badgers in the second half. NFL, Brian Gutekunst says a contract will be on the way this spring for quarterback Jordan Love, the Packers GM remembering when Ted Thompson warned him how unpopular drafting Love could be.
Ted sat me down and told me and said, hey, you sure you want to do this? Before you get into this, make sure you want to do this. You know what I mean? Because of all that comes with it.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jet. We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
Me over you, they hooking me up, yeah. all day long.
98Q Country.
Remember watching.
don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, begging God just to stop the burn. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. I ain't got the only woman who was there for me religiously.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Throw some snowballs. Caller four, you're gonna have a chance, final chance of this week, to win a $25 gift card certificate from one of our participating sponsors. And we are on a 2-game losing streak here after we went 6 out of the first 7, 3 out of the last 4.
The odds are catching up.
The 50-50 odds are catching up very fast. But that means 3 out of the last 4 have been losers. That means you should have a good shot. So 715. 762-3221. If you have not won yet, you're good. You can give it a shot. We'll throw some snowballs coming up if we can find some. Next.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Right. Oh, you can feel the excitement.
Oh, you can feel the excitement.
The game show is filled with fabulous and glamorous prizes. And Big G, has he got a donut? You better grab one. All right, let's throw some snowballs. Who do we got here?
Hey, all right. Petey.
Hey, Petey, how we doing?
Not bad at all. Thank you.
All right. You feel the excitement. This is like being back on the Oprah Winfrey show, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, it is. Really, really, really excited. Yeah.
Let's spin the wheel here. Not going to win a VW Bug, but we'll do our best to get you something.
All right.
Got a $25 gift certificate to the Pan Asia Oriental Market here in Park Falls. All right, Petey, your goal is Gunner A, Gunner B. One of them's great, one of them's not so great. Which one is all cited in there, Petey?
Oh, let's go with B. Never did get an A in school.
All right, Petey, it is. Here we go. Let's see if it's it.
Who's that?
All right.
Don't stand there. Do something.
What? You missed me.
That's all right. I'll just try again later.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey show, Dawn. You don't get a bug, and you don't get a car, and you don't. Sorry about that. Try again later, okay? All right.
Thank you very much, Joe. Have a good day now.
Thank you, Dawn. Dawn Slack. She was. She won a VW Bug from Oprah many years ago. I don't know if you guys remember that. That was very exciting times. Very exciting times. So that's a loser. That's 4 out of 5. So we'll reset on Monday. We've got some fabulous $25 gift certificates from many participating sponsors with the Snowball Throwdown Showdown. So stay tuned. Another chance for you to play along comes up on Monday morning. We've got the shopping show with Big G and Austin next.
Celebrate Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. Start with Saturday's 2-for-1 happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m. Then sink your teeth into a prime rib dinner cooked just the way you like it up to 9 p.m. On game day Sunday, claim your favorite seat for complimentary snacks and drink specials. We'll see you Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin, next to A&W.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
All right, let's do some shopping show savings. Big G is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, and Austin is here, and we are ready to bring you shopping show savings.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Big G. How we doing?
Good. Feels like September out there today.
Goodness gracious. Not only do we have the warmth now, but now we have the sunshine.
Yeah. I'm worried about it. We're going to get used to this weather, and as soon as we do, we're going to get dumped with inches of snow.
Yeah. 50 degrees this weekend. It's going to be in the 40s today.
People are going to start bringing their nice cars out, and then we're all going to get dumped on.
It's coming. We will have a snowstorm. I'm predicting 30 inches.
It's going to happen.
At some point. March, probably.
I'm almost hoping for it, just so we can get some.
Over 100 inches of snow already?
Last year?
Last year, I can't believe that.
This year, we've had like 4 or 5.
Yeah, maybe.
If that.
Maybe.
I'm hoping for a big one so that we can get some more water into the ground for the crops.
We do need that. All right, Big G, let's dig in. Shopping show savings.
All right. We'll start it right out here with the Five Senses. They're located in a restored 1920s fire station right there in Phillips. They got unique artwork, homemade jewelry. They've got unique wine selection, children's books. There's something around every corner you go in that store. And we've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please, in the Five Senses. Take a little ride up north, Highway 13, to Ashton Honda Toyota. They're located on Lakeshore Drive there. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5 p.m. Schedule your service online or by phone. They accommodate your busy schedule. Got competitive pricing, night drop-off service, shuttle service available. And while you're there, check out their selection of over 2,000 new and used vehicles throughout their stores. We've got a certificate on the show today for $40 towards service. And we'll sell those for $24, and it's one per person, please. Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill. They're located on County Road W in Phillips. Friday is their Parmesan crusted beer battered fish fry. Thursday is steak night. They got pizzas over there with his own house recipe pizzas. I can vouch that they're excellent. And late night happy hour starting at 8 o'clock on Friday nights. And all summer long, entertainment and their outdoor bar and music venue. We got $10 certificates on the show today from the Batters Den Sports Bar and Grill. We'll sell those for $6. One per caller, please. Another great place to eat, the Big Dipper. Austin, you know this place.
Oh, I know it very well. I was actually there quite recently.
You were? Okay. And what did you have?
We got their pizza.
Well, you got the pizza, okay.
That was good pizza, I will say. That was good.
I'm going to have to try a pizza from out there, but one thing there, you're never going to leave the bar or table hungry.
Oh, no, you never will.
Yeah, and they got great fries out there. Thora Katie's home cook special out there. And Friday, fish fry. And they got homemade potato chips, potato salad. It's a log cabin dining experience out there. So it's out on Shady Knoll Road, just 18 miles from Fifield here. And we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $12. One per caller, please.
Yeah, you'll never leave hungry. And with the service they have, you might not want to leave.
Yep.
Be sure to find them on Facebook.
All right. Burgers Bar and Grill, located next to A&W there. Ricardo and Jay, they got over 30 different burger choices. Big Saturday night, prime rib every Saturday night now, done to your liking. And then they got a big Super Bowl party coming up. You know, we got the Packers aren't in it this year, but still go out there, claim your best seat, and watch the 49ers and the Chiefs go at it.
Even if you're not rooting for either one, still a good time.
There you go, yep. And great camaraderie out there as well. They're going to have complimentary bar snacks and some drink specials out there on Sunday. But be sure and get out there and get that delicious prime rib on Saturday night and kick off the weekend. Kick off the weekend in style there. So we've got, and also on Fridays, Super Bowl Sunday, they're going to have some takeout wings too. So if you like chicken wings and different flavors and stuff, you can take those out too. So, and the number to call is 715-339. And as Ricardo says, here's the easy part, 3456. And we got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please. Some Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. CarQuest Auto Parts, they're located right here in Park Falls, of course. You can stop for all your car care needs, parts, accessories, filters, polish, and much more. General certificates on the show today will sell at their $20 value. We'll sell those for $12 today. All right, I'll let you take the next one, Austin.
We've got Schwamgen Home Furnishings here in Park Falls, where, from what I hear, they've got a fully stocked showroom to the point where you can barely walk through the place.
Oh, you bet.
They've got quality home furnishings. They've got bedding. They've got home accessories. pretty much, if you need a furnishing for your home, they've got it for you. We have here a Mayberry area rug. It's 5x7 in silver, white, and charcoal. It's got a value of $200 here. And we have a certificate so that you can get it for, what was it, $118, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, we're going to knock that baby down to $100.
$100?
That baby needs to get out of the store there.
All righty, I will make a note of that
one. If you stop down there to Swami Home Furnishings there, and maybe there's an alternative rug there, they might even do a trade for you. So
you never know.
Talk to Trent down there, Marcus or Dave, family-owned business there, both locations in Park Falls and Ashland.
But the rug is only in the Park Falls location.
Yes. Yep. All right. You might as well keep going.
All righty. Moving over to the Cowgirl Daisy Boutique. They're attached to Fights Ice Cream and Barbecue, and they offer cozy Western wear and other clothing, as well as coffee mugs made custom to order and other gifts. Kendra can also print shirts and other screen graphic items, and you can check out the Crazy Corner for unique retail that changes frequently. We have here a $25 certificate for a custom coffee mug. You can just give your design to Kendra and she'll customize it to fit and apply to the mug. We will give this certificate to you for $15. That is for a custom coffee mug. That sounds like an interesting thing. That'd be a good gift to give to somebody.
I guess these gosh darn these mugs and these tumblers and stuff, they even got Bluetooth now, so you can plug your phone in while you're drinking your favorite sports drink or your coffee or hot chocolate, listen to music.
In case you have the Civic Media mobile app and you can listen to 98 while you drink your coffee.
There we go, yeah. All right. Now, Austin, I know you've been probably down in the basement practicing this. You know, it's getting a little better every week.
Every time it's getting better.
So I know we've been doing that. So we'll do a 3-2-1 countdown, and we'll get this business on the roll here.
All righty.
3-2-1. Double D's. Nice.
Getting better.
Double D's Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street right there in downtown Butternut. They serve up over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches. Taco Tuesdays, pizza specials on Wednesdays. Also spaghetti all-you-can-eat on Wednesdays and try their oven-baked cod on Fridays. We've got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those all for $12. One per table, please.
That's a good place to eat. I've been there.
You betcha. Another good place to eat. At Bavanzo, a Mexican restaurant. They're located on Lake Avenue in Phillips, right on Main Street there. They serve authentic Mexican food as well as a variety of American dishes. House specials include stuffed avocado, chili poblano, and try one of volcano bowls. Let's not forget about Taco Tuesdays with $1.49 margaritas. And top it off with some deep fried ice cream. And we've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please.
I've got to stop in there just to find out what is a volcano bowl. Sounds interesting.
Well, you go have that and you can come back and let me know what it's all about.
Oh, I'll be sure to, because while I'm there, I'm also going to get some of that deep fried ice cream.
All right. All right. Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio. It's a quaint little gallery. They're located right downtown Butternut there. Owner Kelly Meredith has several murals done by herself, as well as several artwork displayed by several area artists. There's a variety of handcrafted jewelry, stained glass, pottery, and paintings. Kelly also offers art classes during the year and during the summer. You can call her at 715-661-4814 for times. And we got $25 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per caller, please. All right, let her rip, Boston.
Moving over to Mercer with Home Slice Pizza. You can see them. Let's see. You can go in and see them and get pizza takeout and delivery. They also serve salads, subs, wings, and many delicious sides. Sounds like a great place to be. We have a $20 general gift certificate for any item, and we will sell it to you for $12. That is for Home Slice Pizza in Mercer.
All right. Home Healthy RX. They're located on 2nd Avenue North here in Park Falls. Barry is the gentleman's name. And they do area basement waterproofing. They're specialized in working on seals, drain tiles, as well as ventilation and other basement solutions. General certificates worth $500 today towards a suite airflow service, which includes both new vent fan installation and mold mitigation measures. And we're going to knock $200 off that certificate. We'll sell that for $300 today. And that's one per person, please. From Home Healthy RX. Impact Cleaning. They're located right on First Avenue in Park Falls. Professionals performing carpet cleaning, duct cleaning, upholstery cleaning, disaster mediation, odor removal, power washing, sewage cleanup, complete trash outs, fire smoke mediation. We'll work with any insurance companies. We got a certificate for $75 here. It's good towards carpet cleaning or upholstery cleaning or duct cleaning. Want to sell out for $45 a day? One per caller, please. All right, Austin, you like the bowl?
I do, actually, even though I'm terrible at it.
Well, the more you do it, the better you get.
That's how it goes.
All right, so if you like the bowl, take a little ride over on Highway 51 there up south over to Minocqua, the Island City Lanes and Lounge. They got 12 real nice oiled bowling lanes over there, computerized scoring. In the lounge, try the taco, $3 tacos on Tuesdays. Thursdays, peel and eat shrimp. Friday, fish fry. Homemade pizzas available anytime. They serve lunch and dinner, offer birthday party packages. Book your date now. They're also holding tournaments. Call 715-356-7779 for times and availabilities. And we have $20 certificates on the show today. They're good for food, drink, bowling at a pro shop. We'll sell those out for $12 today from Island City Lanes and Lounge. One per caller, please. All right, Jack's Corner Bar. Mainstay here in Park Falls. They're located on Cedar Street. Sponsors of our Northwoods Saturday morning polka show. And we've got, on Saturday, try that pork and dumpling dinner at lunch and sink your teeth in a prime rib on Saturday night, with salad, complete with salad bar. Thursday's burger night. Open Mondays now for Mexican. And we've got, and Sunday is breakfast served. $20 tickets on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12. One per caller, please.
That's another great place to eat. Been there a few times, and I was there when I was a kid, too.
All right. Well,
younger. Technically, I'm still a kid compared to a lot of people.
Well, yeah. Yep. All right. I'll let you take over.
All righty. We're going over to Butternut with Jen's Butternut Cafe, where you can find homemade bread every day with Kiss My Grits Thursday. I almost tripped over my own tongue there, which is two eggs smothered in grits with your choice of meat. They also offer a Friday fish fry with grilled or deep-fried cod, fish tacos, bluegill basket, and they serve a full menu. We have a general certificate with a value of $10, and we're going to sell it to you for $6 today. Just call us at 715-762-3221 for this or any of our certificates. And remember, you can always find the show online at 98qcountry.com.
All right. Brianna's anxiously waiting to answer the phone out there. The number to call here is 715-762-3221. Here's something you like. You can shop 24/7 at our website at 98qcountry.com. As you mentioned, you can download the free Civic Media app, listen to all our stations.
Absolutely.
Family of 19 stations now, so we're happy and proud to be part of the Civic Media Group.
You can even hook it up to one of those little Bluetooth coffee mugs.
There you go, yep. All right, another great place to eat, John Smima Corner Bar and Grill. They're located right at Highway 13 at the intersections of 13 and 111 there. And, man, they've got the home of the original Smash Burger. They got Smash Tacos. They've got Philly Cheesesteak. Just a great menu. Got a great fish fry, two or three piece with rye bread. It's hand breaded. And, man, it's all for under $12. General certificates today for $20. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please. And John's Female Bar and Grill in Phillips.
I have got to go back to that place.
All right, the Lakewood Cafe, located on Raywood Avenue in Hayward, Wisconsin. If you get a chance, download the Civic Media app and check out our new station over there, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, in downtown Hayward. Hit Lakewood Cafe is open every day from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy homestyle family cooking with breakfast served all day. You can get lunch, dinner anytime. And got great burgers, great sandwiches, and great dinners as well. Just over there last night, and just go ahead and say hi to Andy there. Say Big G sit sent you in. Say hi to Andy, and try the Texas burger. That's one of my favorites. So, bring your appetite. I'm going to warn you. It's a full meal. So, go to Texas burger. That's my recommendation from the Lakewood Cafe today. And we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those all for $12. One per caller, please. All right, you can go ahead there, Austin.
All righty, we've got Lakewood's Resort over in Cable. I am off my game today. where you can enjoy lakeside dining on Lake Namakagan. Right?
Close. Lake Namakagan.
Yep. Namakagan. Might as well just not let me be on air for the day. I think I'm having an off day. They offer a Friday fish fry with Icelandic cod and walleye and their fabulous Sunday buffet. We have a general certificate that is a value of $20. We're going to sell it to you for $12. One per table, please. May not be used for special holidays or event buffets.
All right. Meister's Bar and Grill located right there on Highway 13, right on Main Street in Phillips. Try the original Meister Burger. You can also sit on the patio. Man, it's getting nice enough today. You can probably sit on the patio.
It is.
The burger out there. You can also place your order online at meistersbarandgrill.com. Try one of their great sandwiches as well as the mushroom cheese steak or the, I turned my microphone away, crispy chicken here. Also, great wraps, chicken bacon and chicken Caesar wraps. Great appetizers and pizzas. And one thing at Meister's, the grill is always on. So if you get a hunger craving about 9 o'clock at night, if Jennifer's there, she'll whip you up something to eat. Got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per caller, please. Meister's Fire Grill in Phillips. The Moose Jaw. They're open 3 to 11 p.m. Thursday through Monday. Moose Jaw is a great bar, restaurant, resort. Also got a campground there, all rolled into one. Angie and Jason have a knack for delicious up north cuisine like their tarachos. We know what those are now, right?
Yeah, the tachos.
Tachos, yep.
Those are tater tot nachos.
Tater tot nachos. And you haven't eaten chili until you haven't tried Greg's chili. Stop by in the summer. They got some mini golf going on. And you pull up by ATV. I can't say sled because trails aren't open.
Yeah, don't try to put your snowmobile out right now.
Make
don't.
Your way to Lakeside Dining. They've got beautiful views there of Round Lake. And we've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $6. They're good for anything on the menu, food or beverage.
I've got to stop by there. I really want to try those tachos and the chili. If they're all talking right. that much about it, that's got to be good chili.
MSC Creations, where family meets creativity. Missy, Kala, and Stormy, all together in this business. She does custom clothing, memorable picture slates, mugs, coasters, and keeps her garments. They turn your ideas into reality. Visit them inside the decor to a door at 338 Division Street in Park Falls. And follow them on Facebook for a glimpse into the artistic world. We've got $25 certificates on the show today from MSC Creations. We'll sell those out for $17. One per caller, please. All right, Northern Lights in the Lanes right here in Park Falls. Got great food specials every day. I think there's like $7 off pizzas on Sunday night. Don't quote me on that, but I know there's money off there. They got wings, great fish fry, they offer bowling, two golf simulators. And we got a bowling party special here. It's 1 hour bowling. Could be for four or five people. There's one 16-inch pizza and two pitchers of soda included with that. And $40 value. We'll sell those for $28. One per party, please. All right. Penn Edge Oriental Market. They're located right in the Southside Shopping Center there, right near True Value and just down from Subway there. And, man, April is always bringing in all sorts of different ethnic items and foods based on customer suggestions. So stop in there if you... If you don't see something on the shelf and you like it, just talk to April and she'll do everything she can to get it for you. Market offers around-the-world shopping experience with several types of fish, luncheon meats, pastas, sauces, fruits, snacks, and more. And they're constantly adding new items. And they honor EB and Food Share customers. Certificates $10 value. We'll sell it for $6 today from Pan Asia Oriental Market. Right in the Southside Shopping Center, right here in Park Falls.
All right, hold on. More shopping show savings with Austin and Big G in just a moment here.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Salmon Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. With a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Salmon Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Right now.
Country.
Well, we are the greatest station. We'll get back to more of that country in just a second. Not to toot our own horn, but Big G and Austin are here. And what better way to say we're a great station than to just save you money, just right off the top, just saving you money.
Yep. These are, like I say, it is a great deal for the community out there. Plus, they're a great deal for the businesses because
they want you to come in. They want you to come in and see
them. Bring some new people in your business and a great way to finance your advertising as well. So it's really a win-win situation with the shopping show. You know, if you'd like more information on a shopping show, you can contact me, Big G, at 715-492-2654.
And I'll always encourage shop local. Even if you're only a little curious, stop in. You never know what you find.
And people should know that businesses want you to buy these certificates because they want to prove it to you how good their food is or how good their services are. So they want you to buy the certificates. And come on in. Don't feel guilty about saving, you know, 5, 10, 20 bucks or
whatever.
They want you to come in.
They put them on here for a reason.
Come on in, and then you keep coming back once you get that delicious.
That's right.
That's what happened to us with some businesses.
Burger or whatever it may be. So.
Yep.